morning. Today is Thursday, December the 27th. Joining us this morning out of the Swamp Division for the California Highway Patrol, Mr. Paul Kraft. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You look like Tundra Paul today.
Dressed down slightly, but
yeah,
your listeners can't see that.
No, but our drivers can.
Mm.
If once they see you didn't, I didn't look to see if you had the.
No.
You didn't have no lights?
No lights.
Okay. Well, yeah, other than the standard lights.
Sorry.
You're driving.
Flash my high beams.
You are driving. Yeah.
I believe that's a violation.
Yeah. Only through a school zone at high speed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
School's out.
Yeah, no kidding. Roads are safe.
Yeah.
So you brought in a buddy, huh?
I brought my daughter Kai in with me this morning, who's out of school for the week.
Just 1 week?
2 weeks.
Oh.
She's out of school for the holiday, I should say. My daughter made it in her last year during Thanksgiving. My son made it last year during Thanksgiving.
I know. I was able to ask him what his favorite Thanksgiving meal was.
He's a little more soft-spoken, but I think he answered your question. I don't recall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Some type of Cajun delicacy.
Yeah, I think it was like stuffing.
Oh, yes. We've had that twice this year now, Thanksgiving, and I made some for Christmas, and it went over well.
All right. All right. Well, before we get into our culinary insights, why do they say that this morning? Catchword. Where did a catchword come to be called that?
I actually know this one. In the 1500s, the fishermen would yodel from the four of the boat calling for the fish. And their catch, they would each have their own individual catchword that they would use that would bring different species.
Like, you're fishy, fishy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it became known as a catchword over the years.
Well, if nothing else, you get the pitchfork award.
I guess you're going to tell me that's not accurate.
No. Yeah, unless you were bringing in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Oh.
And then I might give you a little spot on that one, but no.
This one.
The term comes to us from the theater. Theater. Oh. The last word of an actor's speech in the theater is the cue word, which indicates that another player is to speak. The player must catch this word in order to know when it's his turn. But actors probably took the term from printing, for it was once customary to print at the bottom of the page the first word of the top line of the next page. So fishing was not even involved.
Hmm. I think I misread that in a history book one time.
Yeah, yeah.
I did go to school in Louisiana, so.
That could also explain some of the test scores.
I did theater in college and some high school. I should have
did
come
you?
Across that at some point.
Acting or behind the scenes?
Both, right.
Which were you more successful at?
You know what? I'll toot my own horn. I thought I did pretty well on stage.
Not lighting, not sound.
No, I did get put on a sewing machine one time, and that did not come out well. So.
I can imagine.
You don't want your costumes falling apart on stage.
Right, right. Or you can't get in it because you forgot to put the head hole in it.
Right.
That kind of stuff, yeah. So, Kai, did you know all the stuff about your dad?
Yeah.
You did?
I think she nodded her head.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. That he hurts himself around sewing machines.
That was way before her time.
Yeah, well, that's okay. You know, if you're really bad, it'll come back and visit you again. Maximum Enforcement Weekend.
Yes.
Okay. I would think that it would be weekends.
It is.
Rather than weekend, but right. I guess the nomenclature is such that we can only go 1 weekend at a time.
They're close together, but they are separated by several days. And then with the Tuesday holiday this year, we have an extra day in each of our maximum enforcement periods. So we did have higher stats this year than last year, but we had an extra day added in also.
So what was the activity that got your attention? Was it speeding or driving unsafely or what?
You know, that's one of our main focuses when we're doing the enforcement during this holiday season. People are traveling, and I've said this over and over again, speed is a high contributing factor to our crashes, and especially in bad weather. So if we can stop that first and then move on from other violations as well. Not that we're ignoring other things, but speed is huge. So
speeding was up?
It was. I've just kind of flipped through some of the tickets that came in over the weekend, and there were quite a bit. And our crashes were up from last year. I think we had 16 crashes over the holiday weekend. And if you think about that, that's may not sound like a lot for the size of our area, but that's not every crash that happened over the weekend. We have unreported crashes that you've got to take into account. Some of them we show up and they refuse to report. Maybe that we just give them information
like
or help parties exchange. Yeah, right. Maybe we just gave them a ticket and sent them on their way with a dent bumper. No, we there are times where people will just exchange information, which is all that's required by law to exchange personal information with your license, insurance, vehicle registration information. So
with the reports that occurred, those are on the roadways. Those aren't like parking lot smashes?
Not necessarily. There are some private property crashes that we do take. If a party insists on it, we will take it. We're not required by law to take a collision on a private or like in a public parking lot. Those areas, the vehicle code is not enforced, but if someone, like if your car gets backed into the parking lot at Safeway, we will, if you insist on taking a report. We can document that so that it helps your insurance company to see that it happened.
But that's not included in your totals.
It will be, yes.
Oh, it would be. Okay, so you might have a couple parking lot
So things. If an officer writes a report and takes a collision, it gets entered into the system, gets a number assigned to it, and it's part of our database.
So once he whips out the pencil,
yeah,
it's showtime.
Yes.
See, I could save you so much time in responses. Here.
Pencil, that's old school.
It's 8:19.
It's sounding like Christmas all over Easy Radio 980 AM and Curry 105.3 FM. It's all your favorite Christmas music all the time. Christmas music is yours 24 hours a day on 980 AM and Curry 105.3 FM. Bing, The Carpenters, America, and more contemporary singers like Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers, Michael Bublé, and others. It's our kind of Christmas music on Easy Radio 980 AM and Curry 105.3 FM, the Christmas station. Tell your friends.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Paul Kraft and his, their daughter, Kai.
Kai.
Yeah. So, Kai, what's the weirdest thing about having a dad who's a CHP officer?
I don't really know. Never really thought about it.
Do the kids at school know what he does?
Some of them do. A lot of people are, like, surprised, I guess, when I tell them my dad's a cop.
I see. So apparently somebody's public image precedes him. Now, is a cop?
When you say surprised, are they seem worried? Or
No.
Okay. Stunned and amazed. I suppose, Paul, that's part of it. You know, if you get into law enforcement before family, okay, then that's a given. When you get into law enforcement after family, is starting to, yeah, it changes the dynamics, certainly. How does the CHP or does law enforcement in general have, I guess it would be a groups or just conversation, or you just kind of talk it up in the office kind of thing about, you know, hey, how do you guys handle this, or, you know, Jesus, the first Christmas I've had to work, you know,
yeah.
This really is different.
Well, I would say, you know, I've been in a number of different offices, and each one kind of has its own dynamic. But for the most part, there are core groups at each one that help. You get young officers coming in straight from the academy. You get officers that come in that maybe have been on for a while but are coming to a new area they're not familiar with. And there has always been a group that comes in and says, hey, welcome, sees if you need anything. There is a strong support, and I'm sure it's like that in every department in law enforcement. For us, since we are such a large area, we have a large department, so maybe everybody at EPD or Eureka Police Department, they know each other, they're familiar with each other. We very often get people transfer. We have three transfers that'll be coming in a few months. I've never met any of them. They're all from offices I've never been to. So it'll be an interesting and unique dynamic. The whole family side of things, you know, I really, until you just start kind of talking about it, I haven't really thought about it a whole lot. She's almost 17 years old now, and it's just part of our life.
Part of how
it is, right? I will say, though, that I mean, we've talked enough. I enjoy this position that I have now with the public affairs things, and the number one thing that I like out of it is getting to go to the schools. As a parent, I always stayed active at the schools, and I never really thought about the other kids there knowing that I was in law enforcement or questioning it or having an issue with it or even really asking my own kids if they were concerned about it. But it is interesting dialogue, I think, that we probably should have at some point. But for the most part, I get a great reception going into the schools, and I really do love that part of this job. Is the youth and outreach to them. We just had the Shop with a Cop last weekend, and I was grateful that the Eureka Police Department reached out to us as an agency and invited me to come
and
in.
And that wasn't
part
Shop
that.
For a Cop?
No.
Okay,
no.
That's a whole different effort that didn't really get a lot of traction this year, did it?
No, that's usually my Christmas, though. I tell my family, don't buy me anything. I'm just going to get stuff that I've wanted for myself for a while. And so I shop for this cop. In this case, though, last Saturday we went and with some less privileged youth from the community, and they were partnered up with police officers, and it was really a great time and a reminder of what the season is about.
Those really are fun times to get together and interact with community.
It was. I tell you, the funniest thing is the procession, which is a short one. I've heard that it used to be much longer from like the other side of town, where you have a line of cars, lights and sirens going early in the morning on a Saturday. Is probably not the best for the neighborhood. This short trip was...
It's the commercial zone. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun, but there was a lot of people on the corner. Like, I think some shoppers at Target thought there may have been an event, a critical incident event going on for a minute.
Everybody descending on Target.
Until all the kids jumped out of the cars, and then they're good.
Right. You guys can let them in. It's okay. Yeah, that kind of thing, I suppose, breaks down a lot of the stereotypes. But I think for the kids, the time spent with a cop is probably more viable than the results of it.
I hope so.
Getting to see normal. So why don't you guys, like, burn some meat every once in a while, you know, at a park, you know, eat with a cop kind of thing.
It's a great idea. We're constantly looking for new ideas, too. I will say, from the Highway Patrol's angle, and I got a chance to speak with the new chief from Arcata.
Great name, isn't it?
Right. Strong.
Yeah. Brian.
Yeah. I got you.
Yeah. I hope I didn't have to fill in all the blanks there.
I was trying not to humor you.
Oh, good.
Having conversations with them, you know, it brings up the fact that, you know, we're a state-funded agency. We don't have local community groups. We don't get local funding and fundraisers and things. Those traditionally go to the local law enforcement agencies. So I really do my best to stay arm-in-arm with them and keep them inviting us to these events. So I'm piggybacking on them, but as long as they'll let me, I'm grateful for that opportunity for keep us involved in the community, because although we're a state agency, we live here, we work here, and we care about what's going on. So,
Kai, is your dad a good barbecue or a griller?
Yeah.
Okay, see? Now you got a function. Now you can show up and do something viable at this next Eat with a Cop.
We have a new goal.
There
probably
you go.
When it gets warmer and drier.
Oh, sure. It's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Paul and Kai Kraft. One of them's from the CHP, the other is not.
Not yet.
Well, that's
we haven't had that discussion.
So. Yeah, Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, REDEC, American Ag Credit, Humboldt Termite Pest Control, along with Murphy's Markets. Do you have any inclination at all, Kai, to get into law enforcement? Is it something that's intriguing, or is it a no, not in this lifetime?
Yeah, not really for me.
Okay.
She's artistic and I'm helping her.
So she's creative. She's not black and white. Is that what you're saying?
She's way more creative than I am. Outstanding ukulele player. She has some recordings on YouTube that she's been sharing.
Not mandolin, probably, huh? Ukulele?
Yeah.
Okay. Ukulele. I watched the thing on bluegrass yesterday. Oh. And it was like, okay. Newfound awe.
I keep telling myself I'm going to buy myself a banjo and learn to play, because as a youth, I loved listening to music that had a banjo going in there. I mean, I still do, but I just don't have
the dexterity.
I could
truly bore everybody with banjo. There was like a half an hour discussion about that with country music, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've tried picking up a guitar in the past, and I don't have the dexterity to...
Oh, so a banjo is going to be so much easier, huh?
No, it's not going to happen.
Why don't you try a bow and arrow and see if you can really hurt somebody?
Yeah, I did one time.
One string, yeah.
I did put an arrow into my brother's eye socket one time. So
one time?
Just once.
Oh, okay.
And then my stepmom made me realize that was a bad thing to do.
All these things that... You never knew.
Man, we had a lot of opening up this morning, so.
Yeah. Now, the weather hasn't really gotten here yet to any significant extent.
You know, we've had that, just that little wave come through. I say little. It still wreaked some havoc with us.
Well, did the king tides do anything?
Oh, you're outside of my realm of expertise.
Well, okay.
I don't understand.
The super high tides that we had earlier this week.
That's what those are?
Yeah.
That made me sound uneducated on the radio.
You were a coastie, huh? Tides?
Yeah. You know, I was out in the ocean.
Oh, so I see. Just, no, there's no tides in the ocean.
Well, I mean, oh, God.
Yeah.
It's going downhill.
Well, good. At least you recognize it.
Law enforcement, tickets, crashes.
Yes.
We're preparing, like everyone else, we're preparing for the winter months that are to come and the weather. I was just thinking while we're sitting here, like, I don't even know what the upcoming weather is. I was listening to Winston talk about today's weather forecast.
Sunny for the next 3 or 4 days, so
yeah.
That's kind of fun. But, you know, it is coming. I kind of giggled a couple weeks ago, snow level, 4,500 feet is like, okay, nobody, you know, unless you're planning on climbing the hills, it's not really much of a player at that point.
No. Well, which is fine for us for travel, but... If you want to enjoy the winter months, it's not the place to go play in the snow.
No. How much does CHP and Caltrans work together? I'm thinking of slides and, you know, rain related and trees going down and all that kind of stuff. Are you guys as a team tend to be the first responder to those kinds of events and wait for the Caltrans guys to come in and clean it up?
Yes, most of the time. I will say that, so this is a time of year where Caltrans stages, they'll have their trucks with the blades, especially across 299, 36. They're staged and waiting to be called, so I believe they do work like a rotation throughout the night as well. They oftentimes will beat us to a slide. Our dispatch can contact them directly and dispatch them to the location. We will respond as well, but oftentimes they will get there before us.
Are you seeing any trends with some of the criminal activity that you guys work with? It seemed like there were three or four stories in the last week or so. Somebody stealing a rig, you guys chasing them down. Or in some of the areas of jurisdiction, you know, Bell Springs Road and things of that nature that are, kinds of things.
Right.
Not having heard much of this in the last little bit, there seems to be a little bit more. Are you seeing any trends in the last 6 months or so?
For me, it feels like it's the same. There are some more significant incidents that have happened. I will say, when it comes to chasing down cars and bad guys, like every department, our policy is constantly evolving when it comes to those things, and we evaluate. Supervisors are monitoring a pursuit and evaluating the. Do we know who it is? What are the weather conditions, the traffic conditions? All those things are played into a decision whether or not to continue a pursuit.
So during the pursuit, there's somebody kind of evaluating.
Immediately, right away, that evaluation starts by the officer, by the supervisor. We don't want to endanger anyone in the public any more than is necessary to prevent a criminal from continuing their crime spree, so to say. It really comes down to what the crime was that was committed originally. Were they just speeding and try to stop them and they take off? Were they a suspect in a robbery or a homicide or something more serious? Those factors, that will factor into whether or not we continue a pursuit.
I would think that if you threw the lights on behind somebody and all of a sudden they zoom up to 90 or 100 miles an hour, that'd be somebody to get. There's something going on there that they don't want to have somebody find out about.
And that has always been, I think, in law enforcement, the initial mindset of that. And over the years, we've realized that it may not always be necessary. We have a license plate for a car. So weighing, you know, if you're able to get that plate, identify that person. Do you know who the person is that's driving? Are you able to get a helicopter to follow the car? We have some other options, and with technology and stuff now, maybe there's cameras if you're in a larger city, for sure, being able to follow it through cameras and see where it goes. But over the years, with the deaths and injuries and things that have happened, lawsuits that happen, it causes departments to continue to evaluate what their policy is.
Pursuit related,
well, everything, you know, shootings, use of force policies, all these things are constantly evaluated and reviewed. But in particular, when it comes to the pursuits, do I want to chase somebody that was speeding, even though they took off and are going a greater speed now, they're showing some signs of guilt? Is it still worth endangering other people on the road, my kids, you and your family? Is it worth it to chase somebody at
I'd
that
probably
speed?
Call ahead.
Ideally, you'd love to have an officer,
you know, 20 miles down the road and kind of have them.
Right. Spike strips can be useful.
Yeah, but there's so many cars in between. KINS, News and Information Times, 843.
Hey, Humboldt County. The folks at Fly Humboldt want to say thank you for all your support. The new Los Angeles flight is a great success. The planes have been full, so book now for your holiday travel. Don't miss getting a flight home for the holidays. And just in case you haven't heard, we'll have direct flights to Denver starting June 7th. You'll only be a couple hours away from the Mile High City whenever you want to go. This makes connecting to the world even easier. Get more information at flyhumboldt.org or email us at info@flyhumboldt.org. Happy holidays.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Times, 848. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Paul Kraft. So, Kai, what's the one thing people would be surprised about your dad?
Careful.
I don't know. I don't really have a lot that I would know that people would be surprised about.
Remember all the nice things you got for Christmas?
Yes, yes, his generosity and warm heart.
Yeah, if I would say anything, I guess it would be karaoke. He does that a lot.
Oh, that's frightening. Is that at the car, in the car at high speed with window down?
Not the window down. No way. No, it runs acoustics.
Acoustics. You're worried about acoustics. Okay, yeah. Fine. I was thinking it might dissipate the sound.
Yeah. Oh. I don't
idea.
Yeah. Depends on the song, I guess.
Yeah.
Does it have banjo in it?
English. Oh. Yeah. Words of wisdom for the next 4 or 5 days here as we're going through New Year's. Obviously, go slow. Don't drink or whatever.
Yeah. The biggest one, since we're having nice weather, I won't talk about the foul weather and driving and that. Let's talk about drinking and driving. So please find a sober driver. The local tow companies that are offering tow service home at the end of the night. So let's try to keep it safe for New Year's Eve. Party responsibly, but have a good time.
How often do you find somebody fatigued driving?
It happens actually more often than you think, and I tell a story often. I'll make it real quick, but going to the high schools and talking to new drivers, I tell the story of fatigue driving also and arresting someone one night for being too tired. They failed all the field sobriety tests just as they would if they had been drinking, and they're unsafe to drive. So it's
out there.
Very unsafe.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We'll see you next year.
Yeah. And everybody else tomorrow.